Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast listeners, this is Nug Nargang from Illusionoid. Our show has been nominated for a Canadian Comedy Award for Best Podcast. It's a public voting category, and you can vote for us. Just register at CanadianComedy.ca and cast your vote. It's free and it's easy. The link will also be available on our Facebook page, so go ahead, check that out, and click away. Please submit your vote for your favorite podcast. Hopefully it's us.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
I just found out I've been nominated for a Galactic Comedy Award. Sure, it sounds exciting, but I live in the Gamma Quadrant, and the awards are so Alpha Quadrant-centric. Anyways, you'd think I'd win, being the last man in the universe, but the award will probably go to Colin Mockery's fossilized remains. Whatever. In your present, mutants are horrific creatures, but in your future, they have slingshots! And that sucks even more!
Alright, there. And one. Looks like all the perimeter has been secured. I've got all the systems on.
Excellent.
Lights show green. Lights show green.
Excellent. That means there's no incursions on our fence.
No.
Our fortress, our makeshift fortress, is safe. I'm glad we have all of our optics in check.
Yeah.
Looks like we're safe for at least another few hours.
You know, it's at times like this, you know, when it gets quiet. I know that we're safe here. I know the perimeters, the lights are showing green, obviously, right? But I never feel truly comfortable, you know, knowing that they're out there.
Well, how could you? How could you feel comfortable at all?
I guess it's true, you know, I guess it's true. I'm just saying how I feel here because I'm a little anxious.
Well, I understand your anxiousness, but we've been through all this before.
Every ninth cycle, right? Every ninth cycle. Like clockwork, you start hearing it, right? You start hearing the tippity-tap, the tippity-tap, the tippity-tap.
Calm yourself. Calm yourself. You know what to expect.
I do. That's part of the problem, right?
That noise gives you the tip-off that they're coming.
Yeah.
But our fence is up. The lights are all showing green.
Oh, I know.
We are safe for at least another little while.
Oh, God. You know, Trick, man, you're just... I'm glad you're here.
I've been through it.
I know.
And I know you've only been through it a couple of times, but I'm battle-hardened now.
Yeah. Okay, I guess we should bunk down, right?
Well, yeah, but one of us needs to take first watch.
We go first just so I can get some sleep. I feel a lot of this anxiety is as a result of, like, you know, not getting a lot of sleep. I've been having those dreams.
Fine. I'll take first watch.
Okay, cool.
You go to try and get some sleep so that you'll be good for your watch.
Okay. Just get into this. What is it? This sleep sack? God, why are these things so damp inside? Did you hear that?
What? I'm taking first watch.
I thought I heard the tippity tap.
Just go to sleep. The lights are all green.
Okay, alright. God, this bag is so damp.
is because I am in here. I am in here.
Whoa, 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 whoa! What are you?
I am from the outside.
One of them.
We have names.
Look, what do you want? What do you want? Are you gonna eat me? What are you gonna do to me?
I just want to keep warm in your sleep sack.
Oh, God.
I wanted to dampen it a little with my own lubricant.
That's what this is, isn't it? This is something you've oozed out.
Yes, we mutants, we lubricate. It is our thing. One of our things that was done to us by your captains of industry.
Hey, don't tar me with that same brush, okay? I'm one of the survivors, okay? I'm just trying to make it through this world, all right?
I came here to get warm, lubricate your sack, and bring you a message.
A message from me personally?
A message for you to hear and to pass on to your people.
All right, I'll hear you out. I'll hear you out, but then if anything goes wrong, right, if you make one false move, I mean, you've already made a pretty false move being inside the sleep sack with me and lubricating it like you have. But if you make another false move, that probably wasn't a false move, that lubrication thing. That was probably a genuine move because you just wanted to make it comfortable for yourself. But if you make a false move, I'm pulling this switch right over here. You see this?
Yes.
I call it the dead man's clutch. I pull this thing.
It electrocutes all contents of the sleep sack.
Everything. Everything.
That's a real bluff, man.
It'll fry you like a frickin' piece of bacon.
And take you with us.
Yeah. Yeah. Us, you said.
Yes.
Or, yeah, you and me, right?
And my absorbed twin.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, mutants. Never get used to that.
Did you tell him the message?
No, I did not tell him the message.
Well, tell him the message and then we can
go. Get off my back, please?
I can't.
Would you literally get off my back?
I cannot. You've absorbed me.
Okay. He's growing out of your back, isn't he?
Yes, well, he's growing inwards. He's growing into my back.
Wow.
Like a planter's wart.
I'm a planter twin.
Oh, my God. You mutants.
I do not have long to live. Soon my mutant will dig into my heart and eat it.
Then you better give him the message.
Okay, I'm so repelled by you. You're disgusting.
That is my message. Don't be so disgusted. Don't be so repelled. And don't be so afraid, for we only want peace with the normals.
You're pleading for tolerance.
I plead for a new life between us.
Hey, you know what? You know what? I did not start this, okay? I did not start this siege that we're under. The mutants every 9 cycles, tippity-tap on our perimeters. I did not start this. You guys started this.
You did not start it, Flip Wilson, Corporal. But
yeah.
Perhaps you can finish it.
Yeah, maybe you can finish it.
Are you saying you guys are like chosen me to be the peace bearer, to bring this olive branch forward to my people?
No, we chose you to be the one that helps us.
We really just chose the sack. It says Flip Wilson Corporal on the side. We just assumed that was you who got in the sack.
It is.
I mean, it's the nicest sack.
Ask him.
I pride myself on my sack. Yes, I do.
Ask him.
Okay.
Ask me what?
Please.
I can't.
Just get in my back, okay?
Okay.
Get in there. I'm not gonna lie. I was born a mutant. It's still really weird. Like, you don't get used to it.
And
you live your whole life, you just, nothing feels normal.
And you had nothing to really, really compare it to, because you've always been a mutant.
Yeah, this is all I know, and yet, you know it's super weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, inherently, you know that it's not right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We have a question.
Then ask your question. Remember, my hand's on this dead man's chair. If I don't like the looks of this, bacon.
You come with us and meet our king?
Good God. Meet your king? King Mutant?
Yeah, King Mutant. It doesn't have to be today, but when you can sneak away.
You know what? This is the 9th cycle. Your king is ripe.
Oh, yes, he is.
Maybe this is the time that I should actually do this. I mean, everything in me cries out to say, no, don't do this, Flip. Flip, get your head straight and don't listen to this mutant. It's a trick. But part of me says, looking into your eyes, and the eyes of your
Maybe there's something to this. There's a kernel of truth. You have kernels in your world?
Yes, we have kernels.
We're in the same world as you.
Oh, right, of course.
Get back in my back. Back kernels. We use kernels for everything. It's our currency. Kernels make the world go around.
Then we're more alike than I ever even conceived.
You see? You see what it would be like if your world accepted this truth that we accept as well?
All right, you've made a compelling argument. I'm gonna come with you. I'm gonna slip by my partner, because if he sees me going out, he's gonna sound the alarm. He's gonna think I've turned native, and he's gonna fry us all.
Okay.
So we're gonna get past him, out into the tunnels, then you take me to your king.
We will hide in your pants.
All right.
I will hide in you.
Yes, I know. You do not need to remind me where you will hide. Boy, tickles my lungs, this guy.
There's not a lot of room in my pants.
Tell me about it.
All right, let's just get by him, okay? Listen, I'm gonna create a distraction, and then we're going to slip quietly out through the ventilation shaft. And it's pretty tight. Do you have more of that lubricant?
Oh, the whole shaft is lubricated. Trust me. Trust me.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Trick!
Ah!
Trick!
What?
Listen, buddy,
aren't you sleeping?
Yeah, I was, had another one of those nightmares. Listen. I gotta go use the latrine, okay?
Yeah, all right.
So it's, I'll be back in a half a cycle.
Half a cycle?
Half a cycle. I gotta go number two. Okay, so give me a little time before you come back in here and see if I'm back here.
Whoa, what do you mean? You up to something back there?
I said too much. I'll be back in a little while. Half a cycle.
Do you need me to check on you?
No. I'm good.
And you're number two. Do you want me to look at it?
No. It's fine.
Just tell you it's not weird.
No. I'll swab it and put it in the receptacle just like always.
All right, and then I'll make sure I test it before I go for my nap. And you.
Yeah, okay, yeah, half a cycle, I'll be right back.
Great.
I think he bought it.
I know he bought it.
Okay. You screwed the vent cover back on.
Oh.
Do you have a multi-driver?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, I do.
Hand it to me.
My fingers.
Oh, your...
My fingers. I tentacled and multi-drive.
I love this. Oh, there's so much about you mutants I never knew.
You never bothered to ask.
I guess that's true. I let my prejudices rule me.
It's true. You probably did.
Yeah.
Anyways, the shaft is totally lubricated.
Oh, man.
And also, this passage has been oozed with our lubricant so we can slip through.
Fantastic. What's your name again?
My name?
Yeah.
You ask my name?
You asked your name?
He's the highest compliment a mutant can receive.
Especially from a normal.
Yes.
My name's Flip Wilson. You know that from what was stitched onto my sleep sack. I don't know your name.
Ichabod.
Ichabod.
Yeah, we went old school after the normals took our names away.
Yeah.
We used all the names that nobody uses anymore.
Hey, sorry about that. I guess I should apologize.
Don't apologize on behalf of your own normal people. We would do the same thing.
Wow. You're so understanding. You're so open-minded that we've treated you like mutants.
We are mutants.
My name is Elijah.
Elijah and Ichabod. I love those names. They're lyrical, poetic. Maybe inside of you, you have the hearts of poets.
Inside of him is me.
Yeah, and inside of him is mostly lard.
Wow.
Yeah. Mostly lard.
Mostly lard, but also some organs.
A tiny couple of them.
Okay. I have a lot to learn. Well, maybe the questions I have, the burning questions about how we can put an end to this horrible, horrible animosity.
Yeah.
I can find from your king.
Yeah, well, keep walking. He's up here.
Okay.
We are through the passage.
Oh, that was a tight fit.
Now, up the hill.
Oh.
We are not far from your settlement.
I see.
You will meet our king. Just to let you know, he hates normals.
Is there anything I should bring? Like an offering? A gift, some kind of appeasement for him?
I think your own presence is enough.
Eat whatever he gives you.
Okay, all right.
Oh, yeah, for sure, do that.
All right,
yeah.
That's the rule, okay? I'm nervous. I'm a little nervous. But I think I can do this. All right.
Okay. All right. Through the throne room door.
Ow. Oh!
King Mutant!
Oh, Ichabod!
I come with a normal.
Ah!
I come to breed, to broker peace between our combatant peoples.
Oh, I see.
King Mutant, my name is, it's Corporal Flip Wilson.
Whoa!
He is a corporal!
I'm a corporal.
Are you a part of the base nearby that we will crush?
Yes, yes, I am. Wait a sec. I am part of the base, but we've essentially come here with Ichabod and his absorbed twin alive.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
To try to get you to not do that, to not crush our base.
Oh, you plead with us to try not to kill you when your irradiation has made us the way we are? Look at my many, many noses!
I know. You're horrible, you're disgusting.
Flattery will get you killed.
It's everything I can to keep from vomiting right now, just looking at you.
The feeling is mutual.
Fair enough.
And I should say, I feel the same way about my king. I look at him and I just want to retch. He's so disgusting.
But it's coming from you. It's okay.
Yeah, because we can do that.
You have your own problems.
Oh, tell me about it.
Elijah.
Oh man, Elijah is literally eating my ass right now.
Hey, it's a delicious ass.
Wow. Your society is very complex.
You know, we just try to get by. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty miserable.
But we all came from the same place. We at one time were humans.
No, there's no way that...
But your technology runs on radioactive materials. And it made us the way we are. Now generations of us continue to be mutated.
I guess we made you what you are. You're... bastard stepchildren.
Some say we are the next step in human evolution.
And that humans are here for our use.
Okay, well, it's thoughts like that that are only going to continue to lead to our mutual animosity. We've got to come to some kind of understanding.
Oh, we understand. We've learned a lot from humans. For example, how to lie and cheat. And use others for our own means.
And also make love. So it's not all bad. You know, I've been in a few sleep sacks in my time, and I learned a thing or two.
Yes. Did you impregnate him?
Are we going to talk about this now?
Yes! He needs to know.
Whoa.
I have not yet impregnated him.
You did not while he was in the sleep sack.
I started talking first. I thought maybe we could do it on the way.
Well, get one of your multi-driver tentacles into him immediately.
Slow down, guys.
He's a male. He cannot be impregnated.
Put the egg sack inside of him.
Whoa. Listen, I came here to talk, okay? Not to carry your child. Look... looking in your eye, right? I'm looking in your eye now.
That is not my eye.
No? What am I looking at?
You and your prim and prim notions of where eyes are.
You know, my prejudices are so deeply ingrained in me.
Hey, my eyes are down here. Okay?
Yes.
Right.
And soon our egg sac will be ingrained in you as well.
Look, guys, I have an offer for you. I'll take your egg sac. I'll take it. You can attach it to me with whatever sticky fluid that you use to bind it to my skin.
Inside of you.
Okay, all right. Inside of me. In a cavity in my body somewhere. But you have to promise me something, too. That you'll come to the table. That you will come and meet my leader. We can talk this through. I'll gestate your mutant babies. I'll carry them to term. Oh, I'll raise them as my own. I'll cradle them in my arms. But you've got to come. You gotta meet me halfway.
Oh, sure. That sounds great.
It's a good deal, King Mutant.
It is. So put the egg sack inside him.
All right. I use a slingshot for this.
Oh, man. Okay. So I guess I just brace myself.
You just close your eyes and open your mouth.
Can we put some music on?
Sure.
Can we put some music on? Is that something we can do while this happens?
How about some Holland Oats?
That would be great.
Okay.
I can't go for that. It would be great.
It's our national anthem.
Okay. Whew, easy. Ready.
You're
willing.
Ready, Kip Wilson?
Overtime. Yep. Okay. Where do I stop? Where do you dare me to draw? Okay. All right. I'm ready.
You close your eyes.
Closed.
You open your mouth. I shoot it in your ass.
Oh! Misdirection.
Are you ready to go back to your people?
Shh, give me a second. Hold on. That was...
Oh, get over it.
Ah!
You know, it's a rite of passage in mutant world.
First slingshot. I didn't expect that.
Oh, are you ready to return to your people?
Yeah.
Good. We use a slingshot for that as
what?
Well.
Stop!
Get him into the slingshot.
We all get in slingshot.
Oh!
The king is coming to your table.
And now we return you to your people. With our gestating mutant babies inside of you!
Go!
Well, we're here at the table. Here's, the mutant king.
Yes, I have arrived!
Alright, great. And, here is our, president of humanity, President Human.
I just want to say, this is a real honor to be the president. Be here for this historic step forward to broker peace between our species, our completely different species that has no common heritage.
Corporal Flip Wilson here brought you guys together, and I just wanted to address what you just said there, Mr. President.
Yes.
Sorry, Madam President.
Thank
Sorry.
You. Thank you very much.
I just wanted to say that you talked about not having a common ground.
That's right.
Well, I guess I should let you know that I am carrying mutant spawn.
What?
They're in their larval stage right now. I can feel them squirming inside of my lower abdomen. I don't know what the gestation period is for these things, but I can only imagine that I'm near, I'm close, and I would like to see my children, okay, our children, born into a world where animosity is gone, where conflict is gone, and the perimeter, that goddamn perimeter, is down.
Corporal Wilson.
Yes, sir. Madam.
The 5,000th Amendment strictly prohibits carrying the egg sack of a mutant anemone.
I know that, sir. I know I violated everything we stand for. Our Constitution is in shreds. Don't you see what we've become? Constant state of war? Look at this thing over here. This king of the mutants.
Yeah, look at me.
Just make me want to...
Look at me.
Oh, man, I just want to... I want to hit you with a frying pan.
It's those prejudices that got us into this situation in the first place. We need to subjugate these things. Maybe...
What?
Wait, what?
No. Subjugate
what are you
these...
saying?
I'm saying we should subjugate these prejudices.
No.
For the greater good. To build a new society. Where two peoples can work and live together.
I may be the president.
You are.
And I may have done some amazing things.
You did.
In my 19 terms.
Healthcare. That was amazing. Thank
healthcare.
You for that.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, it was nice.
Oh, not for us.
No. In spite of you, actually. Yeah. Harvest your skin.
Yeah.
Grafted onto...
We were human at one time.
I find that so hard to believe, just looking at you.
The technology advances you put in place 19 terms ago.
All right, I admit it. I admit it, I caused the mutants that I am now so afraid of.
You were known as the Radiation President.
I was! I campaigned on radiation.
You did!
I made radiation the number one goal of our society, and we radiated everything, and for a while it was great. People glowed.
They did.
Not just physically, but also inwardly. They were happy.
I remember.
But we are not happy.
And eventually, things turned mutated. A tiny few benefited from the power we harvested, and the rest, the masses, turned into heaps of flesh. Heaps of melting flesh, whose eyes, no one knew where their eyes were. I hid it. I built perimeters. I told the human people that this is nothing to do with us. These were just subterranean mutant jerk-offs that were...
What? With the name-calling?
I know.
You elevated our society on the backs of mutants. the foundation of everything you built.
How do I atone for this? How do I make it right?
Meeting us here today helps make it right. But you're willing to bridge the gap and join us at the same table shows that you do care.
No! Ah! My water just broke.
And now a mutant baby will be born from a human.
No!
Bridging the gap further.
Ah. If you don't mind, it is I, Ichabod, and I am a trained midwife.
Oh, Ichabod. Got the pain!
Go ahead, Ichabod.
Is it supposed to feel like this?
Yes, it is supposed to feel like this, and it will get so much worse before you're done.
Oh, no. I don't know if I can stand it. I'm just a corporal.
I'm going to reach into your anus. Okay?
Can you promote me first? Somebody promote me.
Yeah, fine. You're promoted to captain.
Yes, I can take it.
I'm going to reach into your anus and massage. Massage the rims of your rectum, okay?
Okay.
Spread it a little. Spread
okay.
It. Okay.
Multi-drivers.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I'm using my tentacle fingers to multi-drive
your
rectum, and it is normal. This is normal, okay?
I feel like I need to push.
Okay, you do need to push.
I need to push.
I'm going to use my other hand to put my multi-driving tentacles down your throat.
You're pushing.
And I'm going to push for you. I am pushing through your face. Down your throat.
This is disgusting.
It is a normal part of life. It's totally disgusting, actually.
Somebody get a slingshot.
Okay, I have got a slingshot. Putting your young inside the slingshot. I'm going to shoot it out of your ass. Are you ready? Congratulations. It's a total monster.
Look at that thing. Wait a minute. That's a larval sac, right?
Yeah.
Let me tear that open.
Yeah, you do the honors.
I'm the father, after all, right? Madam President?
Yes.
King Mutant?
Yeah, open it up!
Let's do this together. Can you put a hand on this? Let's open up this larval sac together and see what we can make together instead of apart.
It's going to die if we don't open
it.
I just got a couple more things to say.
It's got to... technological features.
Look at it.
It's got your eyes. It's got my tentacles.
It's got the capacitors and dials.
This is the next step.
This is a mutant human robot?
Yeah.
I don't like
it.
It's gross.
Whoa.
That's disgusting.
This child is as much your child as it is our child.
But don't put this on me.
As President of the United States and humanity, I'm not too keen on it either.
Oh, this guy gets it. This girl knows what she's talking about.
What?
It's gross.
You know, I think we can be joined in peace through mutual hatred of what has been created
here.
Oh,
it's an abomination.
It's a great day.
It's a great day.
I see what you're saying. As much as we all hate this thing, it's unified us. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Let's just put this in a box.
Yeah, let's put it in a box.
Don't poke holes in it, though.
No.
It won't come back to get us.
No.
It won't come back to bite us one day.
No.
Never.
No way.
Okay.
Done. Well job. Good job.
Yeah, all right. So, back to your hill.
Well, come on. We're friends now. I don't need to take everybody back to the hill.
Let's do this one step at a time, right?
Yeah, we can't stay here.
Would you want to go catch a movie on Saturday?
Who, me?
Yeah.
The president?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I could check that out.
We can go see that new Tom Selleck movie.
Master of Dicks?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. I've heard good things.
Mutant with a Slingshot. Improvised by Illusionoid. Starring Paul Bates as Ichabod the Mutant and Madam President Human, Lee Smart as Corporal Flip Wilson, and Nug Nargang as Trick, Elijah the Absorbed Twin, and King Mutant. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Illusionoid's Paul Bates and Nug Nargang will be part of the cast of Second City's Slapshot Live this July. See the stage adaptation of Maxim Magazine's number one guy movie July 2nd through 14th in Toronto at the Second City. Tickets available online at secondcity.com. Illusionoid is now on the Pod Almighty Podcast Network. Check out the network hub at podalmighty.com. And while you're there, listen to some other podcasts using their really cool interface. We recommend friend of the show Sean Cullen's podcast, The Sean Pod, Conspiracy Queries with Alan Park, or the Mark Forward Comedy Podcast. Check out those shows and more at podalmighty.com. Illusionoid has been selected to perform at this year's San Francisco Improv Festival, September 12th through 21st. Be sure to check our website and the Facebook page for all show details. Learn more about the San Francisco Improv Festival at sfimprovfestival.com. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Leave us a title at illusionoid.com or on the wall of our Facebook group and give us a like while you're there. Also, follow us on Twitter at IllusionoidPod and leave us a review on iTunes as those ratings help our show climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.